Okay. Countdown.
Six.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two. One.
Hey, go!
This is the Jacked In Show with Jem, okay. Andre, and Corey.
Man, that sounds like Jacked
Jem,
Off Show.
Yeah, Jem, Andre, and Corey. I feel sick.
It's not the Jacked Off Show. Edit that out. Jacked In Show. You're jacked into technology.
I guess I'm just a little weird.
So how's everyone's day so far?
Yo, I'm trying to find this, like, revolver barrel, and I can't find it. It's making me upset, because, like, I gotta complete your quest, you know?
People have no idea what you're talking about. They think you're a madman.
Yeah,
I am a madman.
No one knows what you're
talking about. They're Don Draper right now. You're a madman.
Dude, Don Draper's like...
Hey, bad guy.
Yeah.
I got that refund for that Xbox.
I can't believe it. It's just like, you steal a computer, you steal an Xbox.
I'm not stealing anything. I'm using the system to my advantage. Okay?
I got a free $15 on Amazon today because I wanted to replace something, and instead of replacing it, they gave me a refund. And I told the lady that they always charge me a restocking fee, so can you please give me a promotional credit?
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, she's like, okay, so she gave me a $15 promotional credit. So I'm like, all right, thank you.
That's what they do, like, when you...
Wait, what's the restocking fee?
If you return something, like, not replacement, but return it, they charge you a restocking fee because they shipped it out to you for free, right? They charge you a restocking fee. So if you ever return something, you have to, like, call them on the phone and do it that way and explain to them that you don't want a restocking fee and say it's, like, not your fault.
I
just did the Amazon thing. I want to make sure that I didn't get charged that.
Didn't that woman tell you, like, oh, you're good?
Yeah, she told me that I got my full refund, so I'm
They always do that, and then when you get the statement, it's like, oh, minus whatever restocking fee. That's why I always tell them, like, when they're doing it, I'm like,
Damn,
no,
you better
I'm
not
like, it's happening.
Freaking got a free computer, you better not complain about it.
Yeah, it'll be like a $2 refund.
Oh no, $15, like, $5. Oh, absolutely not. I can't do this.
I just got a $600 computer for free. God damn, I don't want to pay $15.
Oh my god.
Hey.
So the show's turned from a technology show on how to screw over Amazon every turn.
I should do a whole series on how to use the system to your advantage.
No.
See, then they'll fix it.
No sharing.
I don't want to share my CVS because I love how I screw over CVS with my coupon.
Yeah, that's such a broken... You know, they deserve it. If they have such a big exploit like that, you guys totally deserve that. It's like asking people.
It's like
asking. I'll be right back.
Please screw our system over.
Man,
I swear, I've taken at least a good 300-400 from CVS, like, in products alone. Like, and not pay anything for it, because of the couponing. It's so easy to coupon there. I mean, I don't even put a lot of effort into it either. And, like, I can get stuff free.
I got extreme couponing, so you're seeing that before?
Yeah, I love that, right. But, like, I don't coupon like them. I just use the CVS coupons. I don't actually look... Because the extreme couponing ladies have to buy from eBay and stuff. Me, I just use whatever coupons that they have at CVS, and then, booyah.
Yeah, a lot of, like, in those grocery stores have to be special, because I know...
I used to work
in a grocery store, and, like, we didn't, like, double coupons, and they were using, like, 5 coupons on one item. I was like, nah, that doesn't happen in our store. So it's like, a certain store, and...
Certain
it's probably
stores
set
do
up
it.
To a certain point. Yeah. But...
Yeah. If one lady has too much coupons, I have to call my manager. if she uses over 50 coupons, I have to call my manager.
Why do they treat coupons so much? Like, like, they'll, like, do it, they'll be like, okay, we now owe you $5. It's, like, so ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, yeah. That's happened to me before. I am like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this transaction. You have to buy something more, because we owe you, like, a couple, like, a dollar and a half or something.
Yeah, Best Buy is like that, too. If you have the coupon, and then you're, like, a gift certificate, and it's under, you're like, no, you have to buy something else. They don't want to, like, give you the cash back.
Yeah, that's stupid. I mean...
Yeah.
But it makes sense, because, you know, they don't want to just, like, give you money for buying something. Well, it's like, oh, you bought this TV, here's $2.
I'm gonna give you $2. Give you $2 for taking away thousands. Like, this one lady took... She took, like, $500 worth of stuff. She paid, like, $25 for it.
$500? What are you buying $500 at a CVS?
I know. She ran out of stock, too. She wanted a rain check, too.
What is she buying?
She brought a bunch of hair products, a bunch of, like, makeup, a bunch of, like, food, and, no, just a bunch of, like, CVS. I mean, we have a lot of makeup choices. And the makeup there is expensive compared to other places, but the reason why it's so expensive is because it's so easy to coupon and combine coupons with CVS coupons.
Oh, yeah. So it's like they have to make any money.
Yeah, they have to make it higher to make any sort of money. So, I'm like, I don't know.
I like how this is a jacked in podcast about technology and we're talking about coupons and makeup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's get back on to the topic.
Hey, I just want to gloat because I got a free Xbox and a free computer.
Alright. We just
start from scratch where Corey can say jack off and actually talk
about it. That's what makes it funny. Heck yeah.
Put down the blooper reel or something.
Blooper reel. Okay, so E3 just happened yesterday.
Oh, it's still going on.
The important stuff. The important stuff happened yesterday. The Nintendo stuff happened this morning, but I don't think anybody cares.
Are you kidding me? Super Smash Brothers.
I saw that, but I mean, like, besides that, I don't think anyone cared about anything. Unless they're releasing the next Zelda, no one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time anyone really cares about it is Zelda comes out. Did you guys watch that video? You guys watched that video when a couple years ago, like, they released information for the next Zelda, and then all the news reporters started crying.
Why? What? Because they're happy?
Yeah, they're so happy they started crying about the new Zelda. It was,
there were pictures of that. After Sony's press conference, you would see people, like, crying. They're just so happy that it's not, like, to shit.
That's what happened during the Mars rover mission. The one guy with the mohawk, yeah, who was, like, now famous, was, like, crying and, like, hugging everybody. It was so crazy. It's, like, I get it's amazing, but you're landing on Mars, dude. It's not even.
Oh, did you guys see Sony's video? This is how you share games.
Oh man, that was the best video I've ever seen.
I loved it. I like. Oh my god, they just like the top comment
Balls
was.
Of steel.
No. The top comment
everybody
was.
Everybody started like clapping and standing up and cheering and.
Yeah.
Like,
Sony
what
orgasms.
Was like. See, they could have just said, "We don't require you to authenticate when you go online," but they were like, you don't have to do it every 24 hours if you want to play a single game. It's like they listen to the internet and they listen to the fans. It's great. Microsoft's like,
no, I think they kind of screwed over Microsoft, because I think they had a deal with Microsoft that, hey, we'll do it if you do it, we'll both do it, that way, you know, we can take control of the market
I
think they did that, and then, like, Sony was like, psych, and then they didn't do it anymore, and then we take over the market, over Microsoft like that, right?
Yeah, I think
Sony saw a chink in Microsoft's armor and they attacked, because they saw that people were pissed off about it.
Yes, dude, the entire internet hated it. Like, I don't know why they have to change it. Like, they're gonna realize that they're not gonna sell, like, nearly any consoles.
Well, and, I don't know. I heard that in the UK they have more pre-orders for the Xbox One, which is kind of weird.
See, that can change.
Yeah, that's true. It's too early to tell, because pre-orders are still coming in.
Because pre-orders are not the final. Like, you can still cancel a pre-order.
I think Europe
is a more of a PlayStation market, except for England and Ireland. It's more Xbox, but...
Yeah, I don't understand why in the world you would buy an Xbox One. It's like you want someone watching you all the time. It's just a little weird.
But in defense of Xbox, Sony's shady too, but they said with the new PlayStation 4, you have to buy the PlayStation Plus to play games online, which is not...
That's fine.
They have to have it for multiplayer only.
Multiplayer was free on PlayStation 3. That's just shitty.
Yeah,
but see,
the reason they're doing it is because, one, dedicated servers. Two, you know how Microsoft...
Remember they got hacked?
First?
Remember Sony got hacked for a month?
Whenever like the passwords and their servers are shitty, aren't they?
Whenever Call of Duty game comes out and DLC comes out, it always goes to Xbox first. So now PlayStation will have money to put behind getting this content first, or they'll have money to like offer new services and it'll be better.
That's the thing.
Like that.
You get 15 games. You get 15 free games. You get all the beta, like any beta you get for free.
Stop PlayStation Plus, you lose that all those games. Though. That's the thing. With Microsoft, you don't lose the games if you stop using the.
Yeah, that is one thing. It is permanent on Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, they both have their pros and cons. It's more like what you just feel comfortable with, whatever you know.
Use games. Nah, dude, I think not connecting to the internet.
I
have one thing to say though. Even though you don't buy used games, you know, those games that you have, as soon as they stop having servers for Xbox, you no longer can even play those games. The servers are down completely, and the fact is that you don't own that game at all if you buy it. You buy the license to play it, the right to play it, but you don't actually own it. And all your cloud storage, your stuff like that, you don't own that either. The people who are renting you the cloud own that cloud. So if you ever get rid of your cloud storage, anything in your cloud, they can sell back to other people or back to the company.
Yeah.
There's no point of I don't like that they're pushing cloud on us at all.
Yep.
I don't like the cloud for the PS4 as well. I think cloud service is stupid because legally it doesn't belong to you. Anything you put on the cloud no longer belongs to you as long as it's on the cloud. But if you have to use it, that means that you don't own anything. And then what do you do?
But doesn't it depend on what company? I mean, who is
No. Legally, anything with cloud service, anything put on the cloud belongs to the people who rented you the cloud.
Yeah, but look, I have the ultraviolet copies of, movies, say, like, Looper or something. I put it on the cloud.
Ultraviolet?
It's not yours.
I own that copy, though, but, I mean, what do you mean I don't, like...
Yeah, legally, it's not yours. Legally, it's no longer yours.
The bad guy, think about it. You have a hard drive, right? The stuff that you put on your hard drive, you own that hard drive. So whether you want to delete everything on that hard drive or break it or whatever, you can do that. But if you have a cloud, you don't control, like, what's behind the scenes. Like, yeah, you own that space for a little while, but...
The company,
for whatever reason, could, you know, deactivate it or delete everything you want off of that. You don't really own it.
I mean, they could, but why would they, though? It would make them look bad, wouldn't it, for them to delete it?
Well, read the fine print and, like...
But the ultraviolet is, like, it's, like, the format owns the cloud servers. It's not like you were independently, like, contracting it. But I know what you mean. If it ever goes down, you can't use it. But actually, with the cloud, though, if you have Vudu, there is an option to download a version to your hard drive if you want. You can do that.
That's all right. But, I mean, still, it doesn't matter what happens. Having a disc will always be better than having this, like... Because have you heard of PlayStation announced it yesterday? It was, like, Gizmodo or something? You can play PlayStation 3 games on your... It's like streaming. Like, you don't own the game, but you can stream a game to your console. That's horrible.
They're trying to push the cloud really hard. I mean,
cloud. I am uncomfortable with the cloud service. I don't like it.
Either.
I don't want to pay extra for cloud service when I can just buy a hard drive.
Yep.
Like, and wait, I don't even, I don't want to rent something when I can buy it.
Or did they announce that yet?
But they were both 500 gigs.
They're both
500?
No. For the PS4, they never said. They never said for the PS4.
Both, oh, yeah, it's still lots. That's what they
said. It just said it's a lot. Yeah. But we don't know what a lot means. 4 gigs could be a lot to them. We don't know.
Right. But see,
Xbox did the whole spec thing, like they did the spec sheet when they announced, like
The spec sheet, they're very similar. PS4 versus Xbox, they're very similar in specs.
PS4 is actually slightly higher. PlayStation's slightly higher.
Slightly, but not enough to really count, I think. But we don't know the hard drive. We don't know the hard drive space.
One of my problems with what Microsoft did was they didn't actually show any like in-game footage. Like, all that stuff was in-engine. It was in-engine. It wasn't in-game. Whereas PlayStation came out, and they had some dude sitting there playing the game in front of you.
I love the indie games. Like,
yeah, the
indie games.
They're
so indie game-friendly. There's no way I can't go to the PS4, because they really care about their indie developers. That guy, the guy who's in charge of the indie game third-party relations, he was a really cool guy. Remember that guy that we watched?
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I mean, it's like Boogie said, PS4 is going to be the indie game platform. Because, I mean, you can't go to Microsoft. Microsoft is not going to allow that stuff. So
no,
you're going
to
see all these, like, indie game
stuff,
people.
And you have to pay a fee and everything.
Yeah, you're going to see everyone, all the indie game developers are going to be flocking to PlayStation. And then you're going to get all these fantastic indie games. That's
what I'm looking for. I don't care about the big name games, really.
I don't know, what was it, Killzone, did you guys see the Killzone one?
Killzone
looked really nice, yeah, it looked
and cool. Destiny did too. Destiny looked a lot like Halo, like, it felt like Halo.
Fuck Halo.
The opening of Destiny reminded me of was Fallout. Did you notice how, like, the building burned out and stuff?
Man, when they showed Mad Max, I was like, this is Fallout, and then it wasn't.
We understand is Fallout is inspired by Mad Max. They even said it when Fallout came out. I mean, like.
But, I mean, do you know if Bethesda's having their own conference?
I thought they were doing Skyrim.
Well, yeah, the Skyrim Online, they announced that. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, Diablo 3 is coming out.
What's interesting.
That's coming for both.
Yeah, that's
what's interesting
for both,
is
right?
PlayStation has.
Yeah,
PlayStation
they're continuing
the,
games on the PS3. That's what's interesting. And Xbox 360 is not. I didn't hear much information about what they're going to do with the 360. It's like they're just going to completely cut off the 360 and don't care about it anymore.
I don't think they're not going to cut it off. They're going to as long as it's profitable, they'll still do it. But I mean, you know, games will of course keep coming out. You know, years within the Xbox One's lifespan. So you can definitely expect that to happen. But,
well, they didn't shut off the Xbox servers till I believe 2010. So
that was
a pretty good amount of time.
I think the last one was when Halo 2 they closed Halo 2 servers.
Yeah, people were downloading the files for the last time, and it's gone forever.
I mean, that made me sad because man, Halo 2. But
oh my god, you share that story with me.
It was so sad. There were these 8 people on Halo 2 because they shut the servers down, and Bungie
wasn't
going to kick people out.
It was a little bit more. Yeah, no, they wouldn't shut it down until
you got
off.
They called them, like, the Noble 8 or something. Yeah,
the Noble 8?
Because
that's what they called themselves,
Because, like, the day before, Bungie was going to, like, shut down all the servers, or actually Microsoft
was shutting
down
the servers. They kept playing it.
Yeah. Some dude left his Xbox on.
How long did they keep it on for them, then?
The last guy lost, he lasted 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks after, like, the official shut down server.
Well, he lost the internet or something, or?
It said he had a power outage or something.
Oh, power.
No, it was about 4 weeks, but, like, the message that they all were trying to say is that, you know, these games are still, it's still, like, some of the best
mean
games.
Mean a lot
and,
to
you
us.
Know, they should still have support and stuff, and
just like
AOE. A dying
Look
call.
At AOE.
It was like a dying call to Xbox saying, hey,
why don't they just set up their own
still
servers?
Love this.
Isn't that possible? Like, can't they set up their own servers?
No, they're down. Like, you can't even do it on PC anymore. You can get
it on PC?
Ones, but it's not the same. It's not
what do you mean it's not the same?
Like, it's not going to... A hack server isn't going to be the same damn thing as a... No, it's not the same, Jim. Because I was actually looking the other day on Halo 1, Halo 2 for PC, but everyone was like, you can't play multiplayer. And I was like, wow, this is the worst thing I've ever found out. Man. Yeah, it looks like I won't be playing Halo anymore. Unless Microsoft is like, just kidding, guys.
No, I think...
I mean, your only real option is do a LAN party, you know, link up a bunch
yeah,
of boxes together.
You can do that. Yeah, you could do that. But then you have to have a LAN party and...
Wait, did you download the Halo 2 maps before the servers shut down, or you never did that?
Yeah, I have them on my Xbox.
Yeah, I have them too, so... you can do a LAN party, your Xbox, my Xbox.
You guys are
well,
so
I mean, what can you do? 1v1, or what, 2v2, or how do you even
you
work?
You can screen with four people, so a LAN party, I'm guessing you get 16, I think it's LAN.
Wait, with two Xboxes, though? I thought you need,
No, everyone needs their own Xbox.
You said LAN party. Well,
that's what I meant. Yeah, LAN party, so, I mean, what would... But you need four copies of Halo 4, wouldn't you? I mean...
Yeah.
Shouldn't everyone have their own copy?
Yeah.
Exactly. So as long as you have your own Xbox, you're responsible for yourself, then you're good with the LAN party stuff.
And also with the maps, though, you'd have to, you need like an 8-gig thumb drive or something and copy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everybody would
copy
have
it.
Them, yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, copy it.
But I don't know if you remember this, they came out with a disc of like Halo 2 DLC, do you remember that?
That's
weird.
Oh, well, I got this, like, disc Halo 2. It came with, like, all the maps, and I, like, DLC maps and stuff, and I bought it. And, yeah, it was cool.
Whose idea was it to make DLC, by the way? Like, when did that start? I want to know. I want to go...
I think it was, like, the original Xbox, wasn't it?
Halo 2 had viable DLC. So, yeah, it was...
When did it start? Yeah, I'm wondering.
I used to
like...
the Old Republic had DLC. That was like an old game. That game, Crimson Skies, on the original Xbox had it.
DLC is evil. Whoever had that idea is evil.
No, the idea of charging money for DLC is evil, but the notion of DLC is not evil.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Like charging for DLC. Like, when did that start?
See, but I mean, I don't have a problem. Like. Paying for, like, Fallout DLC, I have no problem doing that. I'll pay for some Fallout DLC.
Yeah, but sometimes some
like,
of the DLCs suck ass.
It's not like Call of Duty where you pay $10 or $12 or however much it is to
15,
get some fucking maps. It's so much money for no reason.
Yep, and yet people keep buying it.
You know what? It's fucking same shit. The Xbox One is going to sell just because people are going to still keep buying it.
I wonder if it's going to be easy to, like, get games from friends and stuff like that, and hack, like, get maps and stuff, because I know that, you know, it's easy to do on the PS3. I wonder if it's going to be the same for PS4.
Wait, getting back to the free games, though, Xbox also announced they're going to do a free games till
two months.
PlayStation has had that since it came out, dude.
I know, but people are complaining about it. Like, it's a free gift. You can't complain about something that's free. That's, like, ridiculous. You can't...
No, I'm not complaining about that.
That's, like, a last resort, dude. They should have had that from the get-go. You're paying for that service.
But also, those games are permanent, so if you can't afford Xbox Live anymore, you keep those games. You don't lose them once you stop.
You know, I
want to
know is if Apple is ever going to release a console. Like, where's Apple's console?
I wouldn't care.
I would like to know.
Apple
if they
actually Apple did release a console way back in the day, and it was a complete failure. Like complete.
What was it?
I don't remember what it was called, but it was horrible. Something like that. I don't remember the.
People want
you can go look it up,
to release a console.
Huh?
There is a Steam. Isn't Steam building a?
Well, no,
console?
They're trying to make Steam like
box.
A solo console. Steam like box.
Steambox.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called? Steambox.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called the
Steambox.
Box,
but yeah.
You know what? You know what's cool is PlayStation 4 actually has input. You can use a keyboard and a mouse, which means you might see like MMOs or some like crazy strategy games on those.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, but how's the Xbox One not going to have that same feature as USB?
I want to have a game maker.
What do you mean the, look how different they are. I remember when the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 4 were coming out. Those things were the exact same. Like, I mean,
they actually,
you know,
even look a little similar. Do you notice that the PS4 and the Xbox?
Yeah, they both.
They both look like VCRs.
Well, they're trying to do the whole minimalist look, so it, like, blends in on your shelf. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to just...
No. That's
room.
Not how you make a minimalist look.
PlayStation looks so much better than Xbox. Like, it's not even an
it
argument.
It just has a slant to it. That's the only difference.
I prefer it's
white. Thinner, it's more powerful, it's cheaper.
It might be thinner.
I want them to go back to white or silver. I don't like the black look.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep doing it. They'll come out with a white one, you know it.
They're trying to make it so it blends in with your cabinet, your AV receiver, and your cable box. Everything's usually black.
Yeah, but what if my fucking cabinet's white?
Well, you can get a black cabinet or spray paint a German one white or something. I don't know.
Spray something.
I mean, they might do a limited edition in Japan with the white version. They did that for the original PlayStation 3, remember?
Yeah, see, I don't know why they don't go. Dude, white looks so much better than black.
White looks better. Like, I don't
like
mind black.
It's personal taste, though. I don't know, I like black. I like everything black.
I wish they gave us all different colors, like, an option to personalize.
Why not let the fan community vote and say, what color would you like, black or
white?
Why
can't they do both?
Yeah,
you know,
like,
stupid is when they come
colors.
Out with like red ones. Nobody wants a red one.
Red one.
I don't know.
Who wants a red one?
Cool one.
No. Blue, we're talking about blending into your living room. Have a red box in there. What's that?
I don't want it to blend in.
PlayStation 3 and stuff.
Oh my god! If they came a fucking Hello Kitty one, I'd buy that shit faster than anything.
You'd be like, oh man, this is literally the thing that blends in the best with my.
Hey, yeah, it does, because if my TV is like a Hello Kitty TV, you know, I saw that on Target.
They had a Hello Kitty TV,
and I'm like, oh, I want that.
Corey, as soon as Jen moves in, all your furniture is going to be Hello Kitty. You're going to be sitting on like,
hey, what does a Hello Kitty TV mean? Is it just like, it has Hello Kitty on the side or something?
It's like
a gigantic Hello Kitty.
That would be awesome. It has like, that would be hilarious.
Like a Hello Kitty power button and like stuff like that, you know?
Oh, so you can
like
do
Hello
that
Kitty's...
yourself then.
Yeah, no,
wait,
but it's a button,
topic,
you know,
though.
It's a plastic
Hello
button.
Hello Kitty is not E3, it's not E3 with the controllers. There's no Hello Kitty E3 press conference.
That's what Microsoft would do. We don't have any games, but you can buy it and play Hello Kitty version.
But here's an Hello Kitty Xbox, oh yeah.
Sold, buy it immediately, pre-order.
Pre-order, yep.
Oh god.
You know, the funny thing is, like, they have all these other stuff. You should buy it, because you can watch TV on it. But if you get, like, a Blu-ray player or an actual, like, DVD player or everything like that, it's so much cheaper. Why would you buy, like, $500 for something that's, you know, offers on other, you know, there's other stuff that offer the same feature for a lot cheaper?
Yeah, I understand having, you know, like... the whole, it can do Netflix, so I don't have to have one of those things or whatever. But, I mean, like, as a selling point, no, that's
not
great.
It's not.
But, like, I'm not buying Netflix. I'm not paying $500 to watch Netflix. I'm paying $500 to play games. Show me some games. And then I don't have any games. So
it's 15 games. They released 15 games. And those weren't, all of them weren't even exclusive versus
no.
Sony's
they showed,
50.
Sony
showed 50.
Yeah.
That was
awesome. I mean, honestly, like, I like PlayStation and I like Xbox. I think they both have good features. I mean, we really have to wait, though, until it comes out to get the full scope of what it's going to be. Not still, like, you know?
Dude, Microsoft has to change some stuff. I can't stand behind that.
It doesn't matter how good the console is because the policies are retarded. If they change the policies, then I don't mind. But, like, you know, even then, after everything they've done... I lost, like, any sort of respect for them. You know, they can't take it back. Especially what fucking Phil Spencer said. I read that article, made me so mad.
I mean, if they completely, like, you know, go back and were like, oh, we're gonna, you know, completely...
change all our policies. We're sorry.
Remember when the PS3 was announced, all the stuff, features they were talking about they were going to have, they actually dropped a lot of them. The original PS3 was supposed to have two HDMI ports, going to be a dual screen gaming system.
Yeah, do you know why?
And they dropped that.
I agree with you.
I agree with you. The PS3, when it first came out, I didn't buy that shit because it was retarded. First of all, it was $600 when it first came out, which, when you think about 10 years ago...
It was 600.
I remember because you're not a Sony fan. You don't know this. It was $600. They didn't have any exclusives. They didn't have a lot of games.
How dare you, Corey?
They didn't have a lot of stuff. When the first, why do you think I never bought a PS3, Corey?
I bought Xbox instead of PlayStation because of Gears.
PlayStation Plus didn't come out, what, till the fourth year of PlayStation 3 or something? It was not an original.
Yeah, it wasn't an original idea.
But they're doing it right.
They're doing it right, dude.
Yeah, I think they learned from the mistakes that they learned from the PS3. I think they're learning a lot from the PS3's mistake. Really, that's what I think.
They learned so much from Xbox's hate. Like, how stupid do you have to be to release that kind of information like that? Yeah, I know. And your competitor's sitting right there, and they're like, oh, they don't like that? Well, we'll go ahead and fix that for you. You know, like, that's the stupidest thing on Microsoft's part. And they just kept releasing information that we hated. It's like, what do you think we're going to do? We're just going to, oh, we hate your console, we're going to buy it anyways. Oops, no. Your competitor is going to come out with something that is better and offers, it's a gaming console, which is what we want. We're going to buy theirs.
You know, originally I was going to buy the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, but then I saw the prices. If suppose, hypothetically, I bought both, one game for each, that'd be $1,000. $900 just for both consoles. Like, that is ridiculous.
Back,
I could buy a 60-inch TV plasma for that. Like, so
3D
ridiculous.
TV, dude.
Yeah.
I think, like, Mega, a week
you
or
have
two
to
ago,
buy a PS4.
A week or two ago,
just
like
because
the,
you guys are gonna buy it, I'll never see you guys again unless you don't get the PS4.
Oh, I'm not gonna buy PlayStation.
Originally, you said you're gonna be PC gamers. You guys changed.
I am gonna
mind.
Be a PC. I told you, I'm gonna buy an PlayStation when like second gen comes out and it fits.
What about you, Jem? Are you gonna buy it or are you gonna wait till second gen as well?
I'm gonna wait until I want them to fix out. Yeah, until they fix the bugs. Actually,
like I mean,
because
dude, think about
every
it.
Fucking console. The first time it comes out, there's always bugs on it, and then they fix it, and then the second gen or the third gen of that whatever is always better.
There's always heat issues. You notice that? There's always a heat problem in the first generation.
Yeah.
Sorry, it gets too hot. My bad. Like, they could have easily beta tested that and fixed that shit. They're like, no, my bad.
Why didn't they just leave it on for 50 hours and see what happens? You'd think they would try that. Because, you know, gamers tend to play a long time.
Though, sometimes the first... I don't know, maybe it was just back way, way when. But I remember when consoles back then used to be so much sturdy. Like, they would last you 10 years. You know, they still last 10 years. 15 years,
because
20 years.
It's because everything's nano now. Everything's tiny.
And now it's like, it can't last you more than, 2 years. You're lucky if it lasts you past 2 years.
Man, I must have dropped my GameCube like 4 or 5 times from like a good height, like 4 or 5 feet.
You drop a TV.
I drop my GameCube and it's just like, fine, that's cool. No worries.
Yeah, right?
Drop your Xbox and it just like shatters. It's just like, well, go buy another one.
Why is that? Like, can you guys explain that to me? Because I don't get it.
I haven't progressed enough in my electrical engineering career to know.
I don't understand why, like, back then, things were so much sturdier. Yeah.
They were just built better.
I think they just cared more.
Cars, same thing, right? Right, Bad would probably know more about that.
Yeah, cars
built better more in the
because they were built with steel, not fiberglass bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the engine, and that also, now with cars, everything's electronics, so if, like, one thing, like, fails, you have to, like, repair
everything
a lot of their
fails.
Systems. Well, because they relied too much on technology and computers. Back in the day, it was just all metal parts and gears and everything would just work.
Because, like, once we get to the... Because, like, hard drives nowadays like the more modern ones, like solid state drives, nothing moves in there, so that's okay.
Yeah,
but like the optical drive stuff, dude, you got like spinning discs all over the place. You drop that thing, it's done. So I mean, it's just we're not at a point yet where we can
also
get that kind of.
Also, the lenses for the lasers and the glass and everything, so fragile.
Because, I mean, when you think about, like, a GameCube or something, first of all, it didn't have built-in memory at all, so you didn't have to worry about that. And, like, I don't know how... The discs were, like, tiny and, you know, everything was... It was just sturdy.
I think we hit the... the 30. We're at 35 minutes.
You want to end or what?
No, I want to keep talking, but, like, I don't know if I want to keep recording.
I don't know if Bad wants... If you're starting, if you don't want to.
Well, still recording or stop recording?
Oh, yeah, we're still recording. No. I want to stop recording because it's been so long.
Right.
No, but it's a podcast. It has to be more than 30 minutes. Go for like 40. Okay.
We'll go for another 15 or something, I guess.
Okay, like, but I'm the one editing this.
Alright. If you want me to do it,
edit this part out where we're talking about should we continue for another 15 minutes? That's just really unprofessional.
Should we keep going?
Do we continue, guys?
It's like, oh shit, we're all out of content. What do we do?
No, this is blooper reel. This is blooper reel material.
The thing is, we're never out of content. The problem is, I don't want... Who's gonna listen to this for fucking 35 minutes?
I will.
Some guy riding a subway or a bus or something.
Hey, that 20-minute video you put up on Xbox One... I bet a lot of people... That was a good video. Bad, if you haven't watched it, that was a good video. Like, I was able to watch that video, and it felt like 5 minutes. Because it just kept... It was fine. I liked it.
Right.
But, I mean, like so...
Make sure you put this on, also on, the iTunes store, Corey.
You know what? I went on YouTube today. I went on YouTube today, and...
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about how Final Fantasy 14 was coming out. 15, sorry. 15's coming out, and I was not too happy. I don't know. It kind of made me angry a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people are so happy about that. Like,
no, fuck
huge.
That shit. 2006. That's when they said that... In 2006, they said that they would release it March 23rd, 2008. I still remember the fucking date. You know, because I was so excited. Been fucking, like, 7 years. 7 years, no word, no nothing. It's being released. But, you know...
It's probably because... They dropped production and then they started up again, or just they just halted. Cause you know, like, have you guys heard of Rainbow Six Patriots?
No.
There was a trailer released like E3 2011, I think, a teaser trailer, and it was supposed to come out in 2012. And look where we are. Their statement is it still has a place in our office, but we haven't finished it yet. Like,
yeah,
okay.
But I mean, but you have to consider, this is the Final Fantasy series. That's where they have a lot of loyal fans for more than 20 years, and they also have, like, a strong standing in the gaming RPG community. I mean, then they failed with 13. They focus on the products that they shouldn't have, 13 and 13-2, the shittiest RPGs you will ever play. I don't care what anyone says. And you have to pay a bunch of DLC just to see the fucking ending.
Fuck you.
Who buys the ending? I can just buy it on Reddit.
There's this picture of like all these new games like Battlefield and Batman and stuff, and the text is like, "I can't wait to play all these games on my PC at higher settings." And there's like a little troll face on the bottom. That's funny. But there's that one Ubisoft game that everyone's been going crazy about. It's like...
Which
Defiance
one is it?
Or something. What's that game called?
Actually, I'm going to look,
I'll look for it
games.
In the meantime. You guys talk about like...
It's a technology game. I know I've heard of it.
No, it's not Watch Dogs. It's not Watch Dogs.
Oh, I thought it's not Watch Dogs.
Anyway, okay.
Talking about Watch Dogs,
yeah, but this is some Ubisoft game. I'm looking for it.
Okay, here are the games that are going to be confirmed for the Xbox One. Assassin's Creed 4, Battlefield 4, Below, Call of... I actually wanted to play Below, but I don't know if it's going to be an exclusive or not. Call of Duty Ghosts, The Crew, Crimson Dragon, which I also want to play, D4, Dead Rise 3, Destiny, Division, Dragon Age, Inquisition, Dying Light, Fantasia, FIFA, Forza, Motorsport 5, Halo, Just Dance, Killer Instinct, Local Cycle, Madden, Metal Gear Solid 5, Minecraft, Mirror's Edge, and NBA, Need for Speed, Peggle, Plants vs. Zombies, Project Spark, Quantum Break, Rice, Skylanders, Star Wars, Battlefront, Sunset Overdrive, Thief, Titanfall, Trials, Sports UFC, Watch Dogs, Witcher 3,
really
Wolfenstein.
Is this really going to go into the podcast? You just naming things for 10 minutes.
Quiet.
And that's just Xbox titles. Now she's going to do PlayStation 4 titles.
No.
You're here for a day.
Have you guys,
you haven't heard of The Last Guardian? People have been, like, going crazy over that game. Like, it's like a Japanese RPG. People go, I don't understand. But
they said they're gonna going crazy over Titanfall, dude. That game looks awesome. That's, like, most excited
about.
Yeah,
Titanfall. Is that 360 exclusive, right?
Yeah, it might be 360. I don't know.
They're gonna do
I think it is. But the cool thing about Titanfall is the game company makes is a really good game. It's Respawn Entertainment. They were the original creative guys behind Call of Duty who got fired for wanting to do something creative for Call of Duty. So you know they have, like, good ideas and they're smart, you know. And they started their own company, so that means they have the freedom to do whatever they want. They're not going to be stopped by corporate, you know.
They said they're going to do Rainbow Six for Halo, I mean, for Xbox as well.
Star Wars Battlefront, that's all I gotta say. Game over.
And they said that they're gonna do Halo 5. Although these are all unconfirmed, these are just rumors. Halo 5
Dude,
and Rainbow Six
Dragon Age 3.
What
kind. Is 343, the people who make Halo now, are they
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they are.
Are they part of Microsoft, or are they like an
Yeah, they're, no, they're with Microsoft Studios, yeah.
I need a P.
So, like, they could never, you know, be like, oh, we're gonna make it on PlayStation now.
Right, no. It's okay. Halo will always be Xbox.
Just imagine if Halo moved over to PlayStation. Whew.
Well, I mean, Destiny's from Bungie is going to be all cross-platform. They're saying that game's going to be really revolutionary. So.
It looks amazing, dude.
It's going to have a Halo feel,
Halo.
But it's not going to be Halo.
It totally looks like Halo. Like, I was watching the dude play, I was like, that pistol, like, how he's shooting that pistol and how he's moving totally looks like Halo.
And it also has RPG elements, so it's almost like an RPG version of Halo, kind of, like, it's kind of...
Did you see the demo yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see how many people were playing? There were, like, 10 people in that game. Did you see that? Yeah. Man, there were people all over the place. It's crazy,
it was trying to do, it's like almost like an MMO kind of style. It's going to be, like, broad universe,
I feel like that's the way Sony's going to be going. I think they're going to really capitalize on the, like, indie game and the RPG aspect of games, because they kept talking about, you know, indie games and, you know, stuff like that, so I really think that's where they're going to move. It's going to be an indie game platform, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be great.
I love that.
So far, my picks for best of E3, though, for games-wise, what I've seen in trailers is going to be Destiny?
Yeah, Destiny.
Destiny and Titanfall are definitely so far my picks.
Yeah,
the best thing I've seen so far.
Last of Us, man. I want to play The Last of Us.
But yeah, like that's
game
coming
of the
out
year.
Now, though. That's,
that's Friday, But it's still, it's got intense from everybody. And everyone who's talked about it is like, this game is so emotional. And So anyways, guys, thanks for listening.
Oh, are we ending it?
Well, nobody's talking. We'll just end it. It's good.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Eat Sleep.
No.
And say your names.
No. This is Marshmallows. And a random third guy.
We love you.
Bad guy. Gotta go. Mike's gonna die.
Dude, you need to do that, like, outro. Tune in next time for the next Jacked In. Sounds like a porno.
Is that what we're calling it? Sounds like a
porno. I like it. I like the idea behind the name, so that's what we're calling it.